As end of the year, the festive season approaches, shoppers in Juba are worried after a report by the chairperson of the Butchers Union saying some people are slaughtering dogs and selling the meat. Communities in South Sudan traditionally don't eat dog meat because of the cultural beliefs. Aliyah Joyce, a resident of Juba, says she wants the government to regulate slaughterhouses.
Those who are associated with the butchers, they should consider that they are serving community and they are serving people who do not eat certain kind of meat, so that when they are slaughtering, they know what they are slaughtering. We don't know the future consequences that will come out of consuming this meat because our system is not used in eating that meat.
Another resident who only identified herself as Halima says she wants the police to be deployed to the slaughterhouses in Juba to protect consumers from buying dog meat.
We need to see that these butcher places, there had to be at least a police to do some checks before meat being slaughtered. They should make sure at least it's a cow that is slaughtered so that people can eat a healthy meat.
Earlier this month, the chairperson for Butchers Union said dog meat is sold in some places in Juba. Alex Lotiu Elia, the state minister of Animal Resources, Fisheries and Tourism in Central Equatoria State, denied the allegation and added that his office turned down a request from some Asian nationals who wanted dog meat to be sold in Juba.
The state government mandates or regulates the slaughtering of livestock. This includes cattle, goats, and so on. But the donkeys, the dogs, even of late the Chinese, they requested the state government to permit them to slaughter dogs because in their countries they eat dogs. But that one was met with a very strong rejection from the state government because in our policies we don't regulate the slaughtering of dogs. So this is also an indication that the state government is not entertaining any slaughtering of dogs.
However, another resident of Juba, speaking on condition of anonymity for fear of residents' reaction, says it's not a crime to sell dog meat.
If people eat the dog meat just like any other meat of a cow or whatsoever animal, and they are continuing to live, there is no problem. If it is at a low price that citizens can afford, then it serves as another basis of food people need to survive.
Wilson Yokwe, who loves beef, says he is worried about the situation. He says consuming dog meat comes with health concerns.
If you've got maybe a sickness which is due to them dog meat, you're going to spend more, which is not budgeted, and it affects someone. Especially the condition here in South Sudan, we have so many situations. Financial people are struggling. And again, something which is done by a human being, so it costs more damage to one person. So I just urge the authority, if they can identify these people, they are brought to law and be charged accordingly.
Animal Resources Minister Lotiu says Juba residents should buy meat from trusted vendors.
I want to assure the citizens of South Sudan that there is no recorded single case of selling dogs meat in Juba. I want them to be assured that the state government would not allow such kind of activities to be done in the state. We are working very hard with the county authorities and the city council. We will urge the citizens, if there is certain activities, let them report also to the ministry or to the nearby authorities, and this will help us to curb it immediately.
Last June, the police in Yei Town arrested two men suspected of selling dog meat there. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.